Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. Welcome to day number 30 of my fourth attempt of growing a podcast business. And I know I haven't been streaming and going live and recording different podcast episodes for the last week or 2 weeks. In addition to that, there's a reason behind that. It's because I had to really understand my messaging, who I'm serving, who I'm helping, and how I can go by helping them more often. What thing that I discovered while trying to go this podcast business for my fourth attempt, is that I'm learning so much more about business. And I thought just because I had changes, I was a failure. I thought I wasn't going to do good. And it wasn't that I wasn't going to do good. I just had to give myself permission to really change, grow, evolve, update, and everything of that nature. And so one thing, hold on. Grow fast. Nah, I ain't looking for that, man. Remove space. I'm going ahead and bend you, man. You look like you're trolling. Okay. Anywho. So, one thing that I discovered is that not only do I have a better understanding, I know now, today, that I would have to go out into public and go out and communicate with a lot more people. What I came to learn is that the more I speak with people in person, the more I can show them what we have to offer, the more we can show them how we help, it changes everything. Because I'm not just saying this is how we help you, I'm showing how we help. And over time, it's like, oh, wait, if they can see how we help them spotlight their business on the Failure's Knowledge podcast, I'm helping them gain more exposure. And that was, it was so hard for me to understand that that's what I was doing. And then when I start to recognize that's what I'm doing is that I'm helping business owners get more exposure for their business, I said, oh, I got it now. So we're going to go over the lessons that I learned so far and how this positioned me to really hit my goal within 60 days. So instead of 30 days, it's now 60 days. Instead of 90 days, it's now 60 days because the first 30 days has passed. And shout out to Speed and Kai Sinet. I show Speed and then Kai Sinet. They were streaming for live for 30 days. But that's I didn't stop because of them. I stopped because I needed to figure out my messaging, my wording, who I'm serving, who I'm helping. And that's why I stopped. Now that I understand more about the direction I'm going, I'm gonna explain what I've learned and the importance behind it. And then we're going to actually start reaching out to people, reaching out to different customers, and really putting myself out there a lot more often. So that way I can connect, I can promote, I can ask business owners if they're struggling with exposure. And if they say yes, then I can say, hey, let's jump on a discovery call, see how we can potentially help you gain more exposure. And so this is great. This is great. If you are new to business, if you're an entrepreneur that's already been in business, you're going to be changing a lot and you have to be okay with change. You're going to be updating a lot. And then you have to be okay with evolving. You're going to be transforming a lot. Well, your perspective is going to be changing a lot. but you have to be okay with that. And so that's what I've recently discovered is that you have to be okay with change if you're going to have a business. And since I'm trying to grow a podcast business, I have to be okay with changing on a consistent basis. And so it's a lesson. It's a, oh my goodness, it's an important lesson to know that you are, that you have to go through it in order for you to understand what you're doing. So let me go ahead and open. Oh, I ain't charged this in a while. Oh, okay, 70%. Okay. So after this live, I have to charge it. So let me go ahead and share my screen so that way y'all can see what I'm talking about. And I'm gonna talk for like an hour. My goal is to talk for an hour and a half. And then from there, I'm going to start reaching out to different people, being more organized, and just remaining consistent. And my goal today is to do a live for 3.5 hours. So I'll be on live my goal is 3.5 hours talking about business, doing business, reaching out to people, following up, and updating the information that I have thus far. And so that's what we're going to be doing. So let me go ahead and set this up. All right. Before I get started, I saw a video, well, a couple podcast interviews that Casanet was doing, and Osho Speed, and they mentioned how they stream for 8 to 10 hours, or 8 to 12 hours. Then they just got done doing and streaming for 24/7 for 30 days. And I'm like, that's why they're the biggest, because they're streaming for so long. Their content is so long. So I'm like, okay, I can start at a small, path, and then over time increase the amount of streaming that I'm doing. But for now, this is the foundation of it, because one day I'm gonna be the biggest. One day I'm gonna be the biggest podcaster who's streaming to help entrepreneurs expose their business and have more people learn more about what they do. And so, all right, so here we go. I got it right there. Let me share my screen. Let me add the screen. There we go. All right. So, name of this title is that your. What did I say? What was the title? Change. Dang, what was the title? I think it's Changes Are Made. You know, or. Dang. Your podcast will change. Will change. I forgot the name of the title, what I titled it, but that's okay. So, your podcast is going to change, and essentially, you're changing. You're evolving, you're growing, you're developing, you're improving, you're learning, you are getting more educated. And the reason why I say you are, because I had to recognize I was evolving, I was growing, I was learning, I was developing. But it wasn't the fact that I wasn't developing unknowingly knowledge. It was more so that the knowledge that I was developing was helping me prepare for the growth that I have yet to grow into. But I had to learn that everything takes time. By time, I'm talking about time. Like, I've been trying to figure this out for the last half a decade. And now, a half a decade later, I believe I'm starting to figure out just a little bit. But as I continue to show up, I'm changing. My message is going to change. My impact is going to change. My reach is going to change. But most importantly, I have to be the one that conducts the change. If I'm not changing, I'm not growing. If I'm not growing, I'm not developing. If I'm not developing, I'm not learning anything. And so that's what I had to really dive into, is that I wasn't not learning anything. I just had to really give myself time. And time is of the essence, because you never know what to expect. Never know what to expect. So, and never know what to expect. Patience. You have to be patient. You have to be patient. Oh my goodness, you gotta be patient. And so, as I discovered, I'm in different business communities, and like one thing that I appreciate about being around like-minded people is that I'm able to hear their problems, their challenges, what they're going through, what they're facing, what they're dealing with, and what they are doing in their business. And when I had a call yesterday, and in fact, the call was actually pretty good because it was an accountability call. In this call, we was talking about the challenges that we was facing from last week to this week, the goal that we was working on for our business from last week to this week, and the changes that has happened between last week and this week. And so as we're talking, we're communicating, and I'm asking questions, you know, just to understand what her challenges were, how she's overcoming it, what she's doing to be better, and how she's improving it. And she's answering it. And like, I believe like the questions that I was asking her was kind of giving her a different perspective, more or less. And so for when I was asking the questions, I was just hearing about how she was approaching it, how she was changing, how she was adapting. And I'm like, wait. I'm not the only one that has to adapt. I'm not the only one that has to change. I'm not the only one that has to improve what he's doing. I'm not the only one. And when she was explaining that, I recognized I'm not the only one that has problems. I'm not the only one that has problems in my business, or that I'm facing challenges in my business, or that I'm not doing what I would like to do in business. And so even though it's different businesses, the challenges are the same. And so when you give yourself time, you're giving yourself permission to change with your business. And so with this one, you have to really learn what's changing. And most importantly, and why. I'm in a sales management class right now, and we watched a podcast yesterday with two people talking about sales. I think what sales development, or the people in sales roles in corporations and whatnot. As they are speaking, they're talking, they're communicating. They were talking about the problems that a lot of salespeople have, and when the corporation has a lot of salespeople who are selling their company, selling their products, selling their services, it's more so that the people are not appreciated, the salespeople are not appreciated, and it's like the culture is not there. By culture, I'm talking about the environment is not a good place to be around. And so people leave, people transition, people change. The thing that stuck out to me the most, it was so simple, but he was like, I think my professor said, and the video said, and so it was like a correlation between two. It was like a similarity between the two. Don't just come to me with the problem if you don't have the solution. And when I heard that, I was like, don't just come to you with the problem, come with the solution as well, because you already know the solution. And then he proceeded to explain that if you're coming to me with the problem and you're talking with the customers, you already know the solution. And I was like, I never thought about it like that. But then I start to recognize, like, wait, if there's a problem, there's a solution. If there's a problem, there's a solution. There's a book called Focus on the Problem and Not the Solution. But why would you not focus on the solution if you have a problem? And when he said that, it gave me a different perspective, because I'm like, that make a lot of sense. In the book Focus on the Problem and Not the Solution, it explains that if you understand the problem, if you can communicate with the problem, if you recognize the problem, you're able to identify the solution. Like, the solution will just naturally come out into daylight. But how do you know you have the solution to this problem?
That was my biggest challenge, because I didn't know I had the solution to the problem that I was facing when I was helping Entrepreneurs Launch Their Podcast, when I was helping entrepreneurs grow their podcast, and when I was helping entrepreneurs make money from their podcast. The problem with that alone is that it's too wordy. Like, what do I actually do? People get confused when they ask me what I'm doing, and I don't express what I'm doing. People lose interest. Like, I literally see in their body language, in their body demeanor, in how they carry themselves, on how it shifts. Like, it literally just changes. And I'm like, why does that happen? The challenge that I was facing when in my accountability call was that it was the wrong thing. It was the wrong problem that I was trying to solve. And so I explained. I was like, well, I had went to this school yesterday. And when I went to this school yesterday, it wasn't the fact of what he said that made me think about how I said it. It was more so of how I said it and how he reacted. Like, he didn't react no type of way. He didn't react like in a disrespectful manner. No, I'm not saying that. But what happened is that when I communicate in a way where people are not listening or don't understand what I'm saying, I need to look at myself and I need to be okay with changing. I need to be okay with changing what I say in addition to how I say it. Because if I just say it's hot outside with no context, okay, it being hot outside might be true, but what does that have to do with anything? But what if I say it's hot outside for me to go running at 12:31? I'm going to wait to a later time so I can run in the morning. Well, I'm giving you context. So when they say, don't just come to me with the solution, you have to come to me with you identifying the problem and recognizing what the solution is. And as I was talking to him, I recognized, I was like, wait, I'm trying to solve the wrong problem. He asked me, he was like, so what do you do? I said, well, we help entrepreneurs spotlight their stories so people can learn more about the why behind their business instead of just learning the how of their business. And he looked at me confused, like, okay. And then he asked me a next question to get off the topic. Later on that day, I said, that's crazy. The biggest challenge was trying to communicate what I do, trying to express how I do it, and trying to keep it short, to be honest. I literally want to keep it short so that way people can remember what I do. And so when we had the accountability call, I explained that story. I expressed like what I recognized, not necessarily what happened and what was said, but what wasn't said, what wasn't acknowledged. And it gave me a different perspective. The perspective that it gave me was that your problem is not big enough. Your problem is not big enough. The problem I was trying to solve at the beginning of the 90-day challenge for my fourth attempt of trying to grow a podcast business was that I was trying to help entrepreneurs launch their podcast, grow their podcast, make money from their podcast. Not to say that that's wrong, but what I am saying is that it's too much. I can't communicate that in a short span of time. It's called an elevator pitch. I can't communicate what we do and how we do it and how we help them in a short span of time. If I change what I'm saying, the delivery be different. So we help entrepreneurs gain more exposure through podcasting. And when I said that on an accountability call, it blew my mind. Why? Because that's been the message I was looking for this entire time. I've been looking for this message for the last half a decade, but I didn't recognize the half a decade that I've been building upon was helping me be more educated on what to look out for. But I had to go through the process, had to go through the journey, had to go through the time to recognize that I was doing something wrong. The wrong was that I was solving the wrong problem. Why is it important? Because if you want to be in business, since I want to be in business, I have to solve the right problem with the right language and explain in a short way, in a short manner. And that's what I discovered recently. And it gave me a different perspective. It gave me a different perspective. This is the perspective that it gave me. If you're listening to this, I'm just writing it on the board right now. All right. Okay. Hold on. Let me share my screen. All right. So this was the change that came about, right? So the problem feeds, well, equals solution, solution, problem equals solution, problems equal solution, and they rotate, which means that they are feeding one another. In other words, without problem, you have no solution. And when I saw that, I said, oh my goodness. It shifted my perspective. It changed what I was saying to others. Because it's no longer that I help you launch your podcast, grow your podcast, and make money from your podcast. It's now we help business owners gain more exposure through podcasting. How we do that is through the Business Spotlight package. And with the package, you come onto the podcast, you get a podcast trailer, you get five social media clips, and you get five podcast quotes. Of course, that looks confusing now, but when I show it and display it, it's very simple. Because when you come onto the podcast, what I recognize, oh my goodness. This was a great realization. Let me come back to the screen. Learning about business, they talk about what's your advantage over all other companies that's similar to you. And your competitive advantage. And I'm asking, like, how do you know what's your competitive advantage? Some say research. Some say, well, you're getting me. Some say, well, it's different based off my competitors and everything that you've been learning. I'm like, well, that don't necessarily help me to identify your competitive advantage. Now, my competitive advantage is like you have a one-up on somebody. You're different from somebody because of this. And I didn't recognize that. And I'm like, how do you find that? Like, how do you recognize it? I'm in the podcast business. There's over 5 million different podcasts. How do you know how to separate yourself? Like, how can you stand out from everybody? And it was hard for me to recognize that. It was challenging for me to discover that. Because over half a decade, I didn't even know what my advantage was. I didn't even know what my advantage was. Because I just thought, you know, we all got different podcasts. And we're in the podcast business. So I guess we're doing the same exact thing. No, you are not doing the same exact thing. Moreover, what makes you different makes you unique. That was good. What makes you different What makes you different? Oh, I spelled different wrong. What makes you different makes you different gives what makes you different gives you the advantage. Oh my goodness, that is horrible. What makes you different? I'm just gonna write it up. I'm just gonna write it up. All right, there we go, there we go, there we go. What makes you different? You different? What makes you different? Dang, what'd I say? What makes you different? What did I say? What makes you different creates results. What makes you different creates. Dang, I forgot what I said. That was actually pretty good when I said, without problem, you have no solution. That's gonna give me a headache. Without problem, you have no solution. What makes you different? What makes you different? Dang, it was good. Well, let me try to create it again. What makes you different gives you advantage. T-A-G-E. Gives you advantage. Okay, let's just say that. What makes you different gives you advantage. And by different, that doesn't mean that you're doing something wrong. Different just means that you are not like everybody else. If there are 5 million different podcasters doing the exact same thing, talking to the same exact way, being the same exact person, no one is going to stick out. There's a terminology that said that there's a breakdown that says the market is oversaturated. The podcast industry is oversaturated. There's a lot of different podcasts out there. I don't think I can get my foot in the door. Lily was talking to somebody and they said the podcast market is oversaturated. Well, how do you know that? How do you know it's oversaturated? In reality, what a lot of people are saying is that this field, the podcast field, there are a lot of different podcasts. I even had somebody come in on my YouTube page because I'm rebuilding from the ground up. And the guy was like, just imagine someone creates another podcast and we have another podcast out there. Well, why do we need that? I'm paraphrasing it because I don't fully remember. However, he said something on the lines of that. And when I read it, instead of me getting upset, I thanked him for taking the time to watch the content. I appreciated him making the time to learn to watch what I was putting out. The competitive advantage to that response versus a response that I'm getting upset, I'm yelling at him, I'm cussing at him, and I'm replying back in an angry manner, shows that I have respect for his comment. Shows that I appreciate his comment. Shows that I appreciate him taking the time to respond on a video that he watched. Because a lot of people don't make the time to respond to anything. But when you make the time to respond, you're creating a competitive advantage. You're creating the difference maker. You're creating the change that people are looking for. You're creating that. And I had to recognize that I had to be the one to create change for my podcast business. My messaging was confusing. Who I was trying to serve was off. And I was all over the place. Fast forward to my fourth attempt of going to podcast business is more so of me understanding, like, there's a process that you have to go through. If you're not going through this process, you are not developing yourself. You are not challenging yourself. You are not pushing yourself. You can only understand what you are doing when you learn how to fail. When you learn how to try. When you learn how not to be so good at the job that you're trying to do. One, like, for instance, like, my goal is to do a 3-hour stream today. And since this is my first time, I forgot how hard 3 hours is going to be. I might need to build that up. I might need to work to that. Because over time, as I'm building the endurance, the strength, and the discipline behind it, it goes back to the first point that I made earlier about you have to give yourself time. Never know what to expect. You have to be patient. Well, how do you be patient if you don't know what to expect? That's the point. You're not going to know what to expect if you're not patient. And so that really helped me a lot because it shifted the way I looked at the podcast business. How can I communicate my business a lot faster, a lot more simpler, so people can understand exactly what I'm saying? And so when I did that and I tried that, I saw the response. The response was completely different. It was completely different. Why? Because I said the right thing. I said the right thing. But what does that even mean? When you say the right thing, there's an acronym called KISS. K-I-S-S. Keep it simple, silly. Some might say the last S is different. In addition to that, you understand where I'm coming from. Keeping it simple is keeping the language where people can understand what you have to offer. So I had to shift. Instead of me saying launch your podcast, grow your podcast, make money from it, a lot of people don't even want to launch their podcast. And also, a lot of people don't even have the time to launch their podcast. In addition to that, not only do they not have time, they don't have the patience just to wait. Why is that important? Because if you keeping it simple, you're communicating with the language that your customers are using. Like customer words that they are using. I learned that from 10X organization, the big business corporation. And when I don't recognize what I'm doing, how I'm speaking, I have to take evaluation on myself. And that's what I've been doing. The last month and a half, I've been taking evaluation on myself to see what needs to be changed, what needs to be improved, and how can I go about doing it. And I started with changing my message. Changing with what I'm saying and how I deliver it and how often I'm delivering it. And so you have to be okay with the change. You have to be okay with the change. You have to be okay with the change. Okay with change. Like I said in the beginning of the stream, the podcast, the live, you have to be okay with change because you're learning more. When you're doing and being okay with change, crossed it out. C-H-N. With change. Be okay with change. Hold on. Change equals growth. Changing equals God, dog. Changing, C-H-A, equals growth. Changing equals growth. Why is it important? Because if you're willing to grow, if you're willing to learn, if you're willing to become educated, how you're doing business today is going to be completely different than how you're doing business next month, depending on the person. In addition to that, it's so important to give yourself time. You're not going to know everything starting your business, but what you are going to do, you're going to be able to improve over time. Time is on your side. Time is of the essence. Time is an important factor. So once you get time on your side, you have to be okay with changing and adapting to your business so your business can start being profitable. That's what my goal is today. Today is day 30, and I'm going to actually reach out to some organizations to where I can potentially work with them. I can potentially help them gain more exposure. I can potentially help them gain exposure through podcasting. So that's my goal. That's my mission. That's what we're going to be doing. Today's day 30. I know I said 3 hours, but 3 hours don't look like it's going to come now. What it is going to do is that I'm going to build up towards it. So right now it's 34 minutes. Feels like an hour in addition to that. I see y'all next time, because I know I said I was going to record 3 hours, but I'm going to record 30 minutes just to give you an introduction of day 30 and then continue to pick it back up, build it up over time. So that way I'm not just rambling. I'm talking about information that will help you go from point A to point B based off the thing and information that I'm trying. So let me know in the comments, what is your biggest takeaway from this live on how your podcast will change over time? Let me know in the comments. I love to read it. And if you like value and value this, make sure you hit that subscribe button. Most importantly, hit that to subscribe so you can get reminders of when I go live. I appreciate it. Then I'll see y'all for day 31.